Need a reason to smile? Comfort Dental has you covered with new patient exams, including x-rays, for just $19. That's right, only $19 to get started on a healthier, brighter smile. With convenient locations, flexible hours, including evenings and Saturdays, and a team that truly cares, Comfort Dental makes dental care easy and affordable. No gimmicks, no stress, just quality care when you need it. Get comfortable with Comfort Dental. Call or visit ComfortDental.com today.
For the next hour or so, certainly, anyway. We found out yesterday, by the way, it's the small things in life that really upset people. And we spoke about winter lights yesterday. It turned out to be our most popular download that we've ever had, just because the council referred to Christmas lights as winter lights. What a day it was yesterday. Helen McEntee, our Minister for Justice, reiterated the fact that Ireland is not full. Well, in saying that, Leo Varadkar said 2 months ago that we were at capacity, so it's kind of full-ish, according to the government. But then again, most people believe it is full. Leo Varadkar went on to say yesterday evening, of course, that this line that's being trotted out by those pesky right-wing that people are unvetted coming into the country is simply untrue. But then again, didn't Micheál Martin go on the BBC Live about a year and a half ago when Ukrainians start coming to the country first, and he was asked whether they're doing security checks, and he said no. So who's actually telling the truth here? Now, is Leo referring just to asylum seekers? Because if that's the case, that really couldn't be true either, because we've had some Interpol international arrest warrants for individuals who had managed to get into Ireland. So when he said everybody is fingerprinted and checked, well, that actually couldn't be true either, unless they're not coming through official ports and making themselves available at IPAS. Also an interesting day, of course, Pope Francis has decided, after all, it's okay for gay people to get married, and he's instructed priests to bless their marriages. That's a big turnaround, isn't it, from what they said 5 or 6 years ago before the referendum, when they were saying it was against God's law. But then again, they're talking about, you know, the act and not the loving each other part. But it's good to see. But then again, I don't know whether gay people would really want to get married in a church. After all, they've been used to the bigotry for the last 20 years. So why would they just forgive the Catholic Church all of a sudden? And finally, of course, the Green Party, Councillor Colette Finn. Well, she has adopted the new Green Party strategy for election campaigning to get another vote. And she put up on Twitter yesterday, I'm going to read it verbatim: white people in Ireland need to understand that we have an unearned privilege simply being white. Let's examine our own biases on International Migrants Day. Let's be clear about it, that didn't go down too well. So if the new Green Party strategy is there's no such thing as bad publicity, well, I can tell you now, that's backfiring dramatically at the moment. Now, what I wanted to get to was Christmas bonuses, because I've spoken to a few people throughout the last month or so and asked them, you know, do you get a Christmas bonus from work? And it seems to be a thing of the past for a lot of people, certainly. The private sector seemed to fare off slightly better than the public sector. But then again, if you want to give a Christmas bonus to the public sector, you must give it to everybody. Whereas in the private sector, you can select the ones you believe have done a good job, because, of course, you can discriminate legally in that sense. But do you think all companies should have to, by law, offer a Christmas bonus? Research has shown that over the years, more and more companies are moving away from offering a Christmas bonus to staff. It used to be a commonplace in many jobs. I remember many, many years ago when I worked in radio stations, it was kind of commonplace to get yourself a €500 voucher or whatever it was. You'd be given a Christmas. Normally, they kind of give a voucher because they can apply a tax-free status to that. If they give you money, of course, they have to tax it, I believe. However, due to the financial pressures on many companies now, they've stopped giving bonuses. But I want to know if you think Christmas bonuses should be offered. After all, people on social welfare who don't work get a Christmas bonus from the government. The Philippines, Greece, Portugal, France, India, Indonesia, and many other countries have established laws for end-of-year bonuses. However, there is a difference between Christmas bonuses reserved for people with modest incomes, whether employed or not, and other end-of-year bonuses relating to employment. In places like Portugal, for example, they have what they call a 13-month pay scale, which means that you get your 12-month salary, and then at Christmas or December, you get an extra month's pay. In Spain, the annual pay is distributed in 14 installments, which means you get an extra month in December. In Portugal, as I said, workers receive a Christmas bonus equivalent to 1 month's wage in December. In Greece, workers get an extra month's pay in December, half a month's pay at Easter, and another half month's pay during the vacation season, or during the summer for your summer holidays. In Austria, Belgium, Cyprus, France and Germany, it's a 13-month bonus. In other words, you get 1 month extra at Christmas. Whereas in Ireland, you get nothing. Unless your employer is really generous, of course. But maybe employers should be obliged by law to give some sort of bonus. I don't know, maybe 2 weeks' wages. I don't know, something simple like that. After all, most of them are making money, aren't they? So should an employer give a Christmas bonus? And have you ever got a Christmas bonus? Let us know what you think. All you got to do is WhatsApp us right now. There's the number on the screen. 085 122 55. That's 085 122 55. Have you ever got a Christmas bonus? Do you get a Christmas bonus? Let us know. Okay, we've got to go to, Morris. Morris, hi. How are you?
Afternoon. Happy Christmas to you and all the staff.
All three of us. Happy Christmas. I can tell you now, Morris, we won't be getting a Christmas bonus. We don't even make enough money to pay the bills here. But go on.
I have to politically correct you. It's called a winter bonus, not a Christmas bonus.
Oh, the winter bonus. That's right, yeah. You're not allowed to say the word Christmas anymore.
Yeah,
sure enough.
No. Yeah, you have to follow BCC rules. But I was just telling one of the researchers there, I got a €500 one for all card this year off the company.
Very nice.
We're back in profits. During COVID, we didn't get anything because we struggled.
Yeah.
And if you haven't got money coming in, sure, you can't give anything.
You can't hand it out, so, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. A year or two ago, we got 250. And then because we're really doing well now, as the saying goes, yeah, it's nice to be appreciated. Like I said to your researcher, I'm a dinosaur. I'm 42 years in the same job. And they say, if you like what you do, you don't walk a day in your life. And every day I go to work, not very rarely, I don't have a smile on my face. I do, because I love what I do. So to be appreciated at the end of the year, the company is showing loyalty to you, they're showing you consideration, and they're giving you an extra few bob so you can treat your family. Now, I'll make sure out of that 500 that I'll definitely do a donation to a charity.
Well, that's good. That's very good of you.
Have something to do. Yeah, well, let's look at Niall. I always believe in, look, if you have a few extra bob, it's nice to give somebody a hand up rather than a hand.
By the way, a little tip with the one for all vouchers. They are great, by the way, because you can spend them in most places, and they are a good gift to give. But always make sure you use it, because if you don't use it, they do start taking interest out of it after a period of time, whether you're spending it or not. I know people who've had them for a couple of years, hadn't used them, and all of a sudden noticed there was money missing from it, because they take this kind of interest out monthly, I think, after a certain period of time if you don't use it.
Yeah.
So make sure you use it. But look, it's a nice bonus to get. But do you remember the day, Morris, when, you know, you get your pay packet at the end of the week and it was like a brown envelope with a little shiny, you know, see-through window on it? And then at Christmas, your boss would always give you another little envelope with a couple of bob cash, maybe an extra 30 or 40 quid. They were the days, weren't they?
Well, that was like when you got money, say, under the table or over the table, they threw an extra few bob at you, or they had an emergency fund. It was great to be able to receive that. You know, I've been, long, long time getting me pay slip. Now I get it online. I get an email sent to me, and I call it me laughing bag, because I laugh every time I see the wages. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're in big demand, Morris. In big demand.
Listen, it's great to be able to turn around and say to your staff at the end of the year, do you know what? There's a few bob. Go and spend it with your family, and whatever you do yourself, always spread it around. So definitely, myself and Carol will make a few bob and give a donation to a charity, because it's the season of giving and help, giving people a hand up, a hand out, you know. So it's a feel-good factor. Dublin is starting to come a little bit alive. You know, the people are smiling again. I was very disappointed in town at the weekend. Dublin is dying. They need to do something drastically about it. They let people run over the town in COVID times, and it hasn't recovered.
Yeah, I got to say, I was in town there a couple of weeks ago, and up around Grafton Street and what have you is lovely, but down around O'Connell Street, it's, you know, I just have to say it's a kip, isn't it? I mean, they really need to do something with it. I know the lights look nice, the winter lights, the lights look nice at the moment, but in saying that, generally speaking, it's dirty, there's graffiti, it's full of takeaways, it's just not what a main thoroughfare street should be.
There's an awful lot of undesirables hanging around, and it makes me ashamed as a dub to see that there's people in my town that are afraid to walk down that main street in Dublin,
Well, I better let you go back to the phone. Happy Christmas, Morris. See you. Enjoy your bonus.
God bless. Happy Christmas, everybody. Cheers.
See you. Bye. Bye. Let me go to Anthony. Anthony, hi. How are you doing? Oh, Anthony, are you there? We seem to have lost Anthony there for a second. Anthony, are you there? Okay, let me just go to Dave. Dave, hi, how are you?
Happy holidays, Al.
Happy holidays to you too, Dave. Dave, do you believe companies should be obliged by law to give a Christmas bonus?
Yeah, I do. I really, really do. Like, look, if you're a small business, you're not making a massive turnover, fine. But I don't see how we can implement some sort of legislation that says if you make X amount of profits every year, you should be obliged to give a bonus to your staff, particularly people who work in retail, because this time of the year turns people into animals. And my heart goes out to anybody who works in retail.
Yeah, no, I agree. I
worked retail once for Christmas, and I said I'd never do it again because I'm the kind of person that would tell someone to go fuck themselves. You know what I mean? So, no, genuinely,
I wouldn't be able to deal with the general public anymore. Don't get me wrong, I deal with them every day on the phone, but I wouldn't be able to stand in a shop and some fella going, you know, do you have any like 6 packs of Coca-Cola? Where are they?
Well, man, it's not even that. Herself's cousin was pregnant around Christmas, heavily pregnant around Christmas time one year. She was working at the Dundrum Shopping Centre, and she said people would actually walk up and just throw clothes at her, a heavily pregnant girl, and say, do you have that on sale? And she'd say no, and they'd be like, oh, for fuck's sake, what are you doing here? And walk away again. Do you know?
People
turn into animals this time of the year. Or even, I'll tell you a good story. Myself and herself, we were visiting Dunn's in Tipperary one year, and we all walked up to the counter and, you know, just, hi, how are you? Happy Christmas, blah, 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 blah. We weren't any nicer than what we'd normally be when we're interacting with someone. And one actually said, lads, can I say thanks very much? And we said, why? She goes, you're literally the two nicest people I've served in the last 2 weeks. She said, you'd have people screaming in their faces, people throwing stuff at you. You know, people kind of...
stressed out and worked up about Christmas. They're in town and they're looking for the toy for the child for Christmas or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and you don't have it. What do you mean you don't have it? Where would I get it? Yeah. What am I supposed to do?
And come 2-3 o'clock Christmas Day, you're bored off your tits.
Yeah.
That's why I hate this time of the year for that reason.
Christmas an anticlimax? I love Christmas. I can't wait till Christmas Day. I love Christmas. But is it an anticlimax?
As holidays go, it is the greatest load of shite. Because
Jesus,
it's just,
Dave, you're starting to sound like Steve the Grinch now.
Well, come here, listen, I've always had a dislike for Christmas. I'm a Halloween kind of a guy. You know what I mean? Because there's actually a crack at Halloween. No, it's look, the whole, giving and peace on earth and all that other shite. But the older you get, you actually realize it's a load of shit because you don't see people being all like, la, 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 it's Christmas, let's be nice to each other. You see people turn into absolute animals. They're stressed out. They're worried about, you know, what are they going to get for the kids? You put yourself in debt. And then, like, you know, you go nuts some years, you buy loads of shit for your kids. Half the crap that you buy either ends up in the attic or in the bin.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Or they play with the box.
Or to play with the boxes. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I remember many years ago, myself and my brother, I can still remember, we were 4 or 5 years of age. And my father one Christmas arrived home with a Ferguson colour television. Now, in those days, to have a colour television, you had to be rich, right?
Wow.
But it was like a 24-inch, right, Ferguson colour telly. But you remember the size of those televisions. They were huge, right? Massive
big
box. And it came in a huge big box. You know, I mean, a massive big box. And my father was so impressed with this telly. He was trying, look at this, lads, look at this. We were outside playing in the back garden in the box.
We thought
the box was the best thing in the world.
You see, it's just another thing adults can learn from children. We lose that sense of imagination with all our trinkets and toys.
Yeah.
No, but I do. I really, really do. Like herself used to work at a place in Shannon years ago. And we used to, Christmas time, used to give €500 worth of Dunn's vouchers. And then, they take X amount of money out of your wages every week. But then they'd add a few pounds on top of that. And then if you're there, over 12 months or a year and a half or something like that, the company themselves also gave you a €1,500 bonus. Now, the money itself was average enough. Do you know what I mean? It was just a little above minimum wage. But that alone kept people happy and it kept them working because even in the summertime, they'd have a big old barbecue for the staff and all that. And they had Christmas parties and we went down to it one year and they pulled out all the stops. You know what I mean?
I'm looking here. There are countries in the world, including Spain and Portugal, by the way, where it's mandatory. You must give 1 month's wages as a bonus at Christmas.
Oh, man.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
If my boss had to give a month's wages for a Christmas bonus, he'd have a fucking aneurysm.
But I mean, do you think if a company has shown profits, right? And it's very easy to find out if they're showing profits. You just go into the CRO, right? If they're showing profits, do you believe they should be obliged to give the bonus?
They should be. But you look at the likes of, like, say, the likes of your Dunnes or your Tesco's or your Aldi's or your Lidl's, they have all, like, had record profits the last couple of years. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, inflation is working out fairly well for them. And yet, they might give, like, oh, like, if you're working for Dunnes, they're like, here's some Dunnes vouchers. Do you know what I mean? Like, the mean shits won't even give you, like, a one-for-all. And then a lot of these vouchers and the one-for-all stuff as well, they're all kind of tax-deductible.
Yeah, but the media industry is wretched for bonuses. I only ever remember once, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, maybe, I was working at a radio station and they used to give out a Stephen's Green shopping centre voucher for, I think it was £500 at the time. And that was the last time I think I remember ever getting a bonus in media. They just don't do it. It's just not a done thing.
Really? And every year with the JLR stuff, they're like, we've got more listeners than ever.
They've all got more listeners, haven't they?
There's Niall ringing the credit union going, hey, credit union, my show's got more listeners than ever. Can I pay off my loan with that?
The funniest thing you always see with the JLR bonuses are the JLR figures come out, which come out now four times a year. It's like you're leaving, Sarah, right? Is that every radio station claims they're number one, right? We've got more listeners with one arm and a half a leg. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, I know. It's kind of like that time Aircom were like, we won an award for best customer service ever, even though we basically bought this award.
For customers who live in the inner city, have two children, half a car, and yeah, there's always a criteria. Yeah.
It's like with the whole Christmas bonus thing, it's not even as much about getting a bonus. It's kind of, you know, it's a little nod from your employer to say, you know, thanks for coming in and, you know, thanks for a job well done, and or even just, we actually see you as human beings.
Does a Christmas party count as a bonus? Because I know some companies will provide a Christmas party and they say, well, that's their bonus. Look, we brought them out, we gave them a meal, we gave them free drinks for the night and bus home or whatever. Does that count as a Christmas bonus?
No, it doesn't. Everyone should give a Christmas party. You know what I mean? Again, it's like, because here's the thing, right? We've all worked jobs where we've done a half a day, you know, on the slate, or, you know, we've stayed on an extra little while, you know, blah, 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 blah. It's just, you know, like, if you give, you will receive in kind, you know, like, we don't get a Christmas party now because the last time the boss did, we thought, oh, Jesus, we left a fair bit of a bill behind the bar. Like,
right, I get you. But
that's because he's a miserable shite. And, you know, we were like, well, you know, this is the only time we ever get that out of him. So we're going to make it last. Like, I went up to the bar and I got, what is it? Your one goes, it's cherries round now. And I goes, right, what's the most expensive drink you have behind the bar?
Yeah.
And your one goes, ha, ha, ha. And I was like, no, I'm serious.
You're serious, yeah. Give me a double. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Anthony. I think I have him back again. Anthony, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you?
I'm good.
Happy Christmas to you.
Happy Christmas to you. You too. Anthony, should every company be obliged by law to give a bonus?
I think so. If you value your staff, you should. You know, I'm just thinking there of your previous caller. I work with Dunnes Stores and they are very good to their staff. They give, you know, you get the Value Club card.
Yeah.
But they give you a bit extra for staff if you're working for more than a year for them.
Right.
But
like a discount, you mean?
I just thought of a hilarious story there.
Yeah.
You know, Dunnes, they were throwing a Christmas party and that somebody in their wisdom decided to bring Dustin the Turkey as entertainment.
Right.
And Margaret Heffernan was sitting at the top of the table with 30 other people, 30 of us were sitting around. And Dustin said, Margaret, you can take off the mask, Halloween is over.
Oh, Jesus. I'm sure that didn't go down well.
That did not go down well. I thought it was good laugh.
I tell you, I listened to Trade Seeker. I remember interviewing Dustin many years ago. And even when you're interviewing him on radio, you're still talking to the puppet. I don't want to ruin the illusion. So for the guy that does Dustin, right, he's a really nice guy, but right. And what he does is he purposely ducks down so you can't really see him, even on radio.
Yeah.
You'd imagine on radio he wouldn't care, you know what I mean? But even on radio, he'll duck down and he has the turkey in your eye line. So you feel like you're talking to the turkey. It's weird.
But I thought,
I actually think it's
I
real.
That was absolutely hilarious, but none of us could laugh. We all wanted to burst out laughing. Margaret, take off the mask. Halloween is over.
By the way, did you hear on Puss? We had a fella on last year on the radio come on and he worked on Puss. Now, I don't know how true this is. And he said they gave their staff for Christmas a booklet of stamps, of the Christmas stamps. Now, I think they're about a fiver to buy or something. I don't know. But that's
and you want to know another more miserable story, Niall? Like, I've had plenty of landlords over the years. And normally the landlord would leave you off Christmas week for the rent if they're decent. But I had a landlord, and he didn't let me off for the week, but he brought me a bottle of wine. Yeah. And I said, well, that's nice. That's kind. Yeah. Well, I bought him something as well. And I said, oh, God, I look forward to that now. And I put it into the fridge and I said, that would be great now. I opened it up later on that evening when it was chilled. 3.5% volume. I'd be better off having a can.
So, Anthony, you believe definitely a bonus should be given to staff and staff should be valued?
Definitely.
Are you shocked to see, by the way, according to our poll, 60% of people don't get a bonus?
Really? No, normally they don't.
60%, according to our poll on Twitter today, which had over 800 votes or so now at this stage, don't get a bonus. And actually, I reworded the question. Sorry, Lorenzo, I'll be with you in a second too. I did the poll a second time, and I decided to reword the question regarding the Christmas bonus in your job in public or private sector, right? So Twitter allows you four categories, right? So yes, private, 23%. No, private, 38%. So private sector is pretty much split. But in the public sector, only 5% got a bonus and no said 34%. So you can see the huge difference in the public and private sector. In other words, public sector don't get anything. But mind you, they get a job for life. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. Oh. Yeah. Boo-hoo, like, I'm getting out my violin here.
But maybe all the people who voted in my poll are on social welfare. They all got a bonus at Christmas, didn't they? Does that count?
That's true, yeah.
Oh, by the way, I believe there's murder over that. You know, the energy credits were meant to go out to people's bills this week. 150 quid that was in the budget. That there was three tranches of it between now, I think, February, and the last one is in April or whatever it is. But seemingly, for a lot of people, it didn't come off this month's bill. It won't come off till January, which is not much use to people. Anyway, stay there, both of you, for a second. Let me go to Lorenzo. Lorenzo, hi, how are you?
Oh, good, how are you?
Good. Lorenzo, bonus. Should everybody...
We are one of the countries that is compulsory.
Well, so say that again.
Italy is compulsory, 14 months pay.
14 months pay, so you get an extra month at Christmas.
Two months, one in Christmas and one in summer.
There, look, Dave, that's how you do it, Dave, isn't it?
Fucking tell me about it.
So when you're going on your holidays in the summer, you get an extra month's pay.
Yeah.
Well, that's
so that
about.
Is even done because if you start to work in January, then basically your taxes will be calculated in December. So then you have the extra month. But then if you start, let's say in June or July, you're basically losing 6 months. So then you will still get paid an extra month at the end of the year, work year, basically.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's so all right, isn't it? But mind you, well, what they're kind of doing there is just splitting your wages up into 14 months, aren't they?
So you have to be paid 14 months at the end of the year. It's you can choose if you want to receive it basically at the end, or you can choose if you want that to be splitted monthly.
Okay.
So you can have an extra on your 12 month payment, or, you know, like in December, you get basically two payments.
So do you think every country should? I didn't mean to say that the way it came out. Do you think every country? I was saying country. Do you think every country should have to pay a bonus?
Well, I think, as you said just 2 seconds ago, it should be kind of more. It should have more sense in the private sector than in the public sector.
Mm.
But in saying that, I mean, it's a good incentive to spend, so to move economy.
Yeah.
But from productivity point of view, I don't know if that would help. In the say that if we aren't next desk next to each other and you're working way harder than me, why should I get a bonus as in the same level as you?
See, that's the difference in the private and the public sector. In the public sector, everybody has to get the same thing, obviously. But in the private sector, a boss can pick and choose, you know, who's, you know, who's deserving of it and who's not.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's obviously it's not nice if I come to you and say, ha, I got the bonus and you don't. But, well, that means that you probably have to work harder than that, you know?
Yeah, like it'd be all right for the boss to slip Dave a 50, you know, and say, listen, don't say that to the rest of them there. They're getting nothing. They didn't work.
That's what my boss used to do when it came to pay rises.
He used to give you a pay rise and tell you to tell nobody.
So he give you a pay rise. He'd say, right, don't say anything to anybody, and I'll take a back off you. But I know that legally he can't do that. So as soon as I got a pay rise, I went around and told everybody.
Yeah, because legally they cannot reduce your wages.
No. Once you get that pay rise, once you get that first payment that 1 week, I was like, hey, lad, guess what I got? What? Pay rise. And then there'd be war.
You really didn't like your boss, Dave.
I'm actually back working for him.
Does he know you speak about him like this?
I said it to his face. No, look, I don't like miserable type bastards. You know what I mean? Like I'm all about fairness. You be fair to me, I be fair to you. Like we all got stuck with 700 euros of a tax bill after COVID, right? Yeah. And then keep in mind, during those 10 weeks, the boss got the cheapest labor he's ever had. And sold about 2 million euro worth of stock. So he said, look, any chance you might, you know, we worked the whole way through the pandemic.
Any chance you might help us out here, yeah.
Any chance you might pay. And he was like, no, geez, I'm sorry. Company can't afford it. Now watch as I pour 80 grand worth of concrete out the backyard so I don't have to give it to the tax man. Yeah. You know what I mean? So.
And by the way, can I just say, during COVID-19, a lot of people took a pay cut. A lot of companies asked their staff to take a pay cut of 10 or 15 or 20% to what it was. And a lot of those companies are doing okay now. They're back in business. They're making money. I personally believe all those companies whose staff took a pay cut should be giving the staff back the money that they took off them for the 2 years of COVID or the year of COVID or whatever it was that they had the pay cut for. You know?
Yeah, I think the worst part is we're working for other Irish people. Do you know? And we are. Like I love where I live, but the Irish, we're some of the most miserable shits in the world. Like, it's like any friend I had who went to Australia. One piece of advice we were always given was, work for the Yanks, work for the Aussies, do not work for the Irish, because the Irish will screw you while you're out there.
Yeah, we're quite selfish, aren't we? You know what I mean? If we're making money, we don't pass it on.
No. We're the biggest show of millionaires.
There was a great story in the paper there last night. A property company in St. Petersburg, I think it was. I can't remember the name of the property, but they're big estate agents. They decided to give their staff 40 million in bonuses for Christmas. And it worked out at 45,000 per staff member.
And they live in a country that's ruled by a dictator. So what does that say about us?
Yeah, 45 grand per staff member they got a Christmas bonus. That'd be nice. And none of them knew about it. The boss just decided to do it. They had a good year. He's obviously making dough. So he said, right, I'll pass it on. That'd be nice. That'd be nice, Lorenzo, wouldn't it? 45,000. Can you imagine your employer handing you a few grand? No.
No. Well, I have a bonus with him at the moment, but it was never happened before. Like,
yeah.
But he, in fairness, he's actually not Irish, so
probably
link.
That's why you got the bonus.
That's why you got the bonus. So, yeah. So you reckon, Dave, the Americans are the generous ones? I mean, I imagine those big multinational companies, the likes of the PayPals and YouTubes and all these big head offices that are over here, you know, Stripe and all these other companies. Well, although they're two Irish lads, I would imagine they're quite generous at Christmas. I can only assume.
They are. And I mean, to be fair, the company that my missus worked for, they are Irish as well. That's why everybody was so gobsmacked at how generous they were, because I know loads of people that work for companies, big Irish companies, and they get sweet piss all at Christmas time. And they, like, the one line that really boils my piss is when you say, hey boss, any chance of a bump? Or, you know, even in a job well done, they say, well, sure, aren't you lucky you have a job, aren't you? Mm. Do you know? And then you're like, well, you're lucky I get up and come into this shithole every day. So, you know.
Stay there. Let me just go to Angela as well. Stay there, Dave. You're a good laugh, apart from anything else. Angela, hi, how are you doing?
I'm great. I'm in trouble.
Why are you in trouble?
Because of what I'm going to say.
Well, okay.
Oh, here we go.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't think,
by the way,
before
we say anything, Angela, can we all just give our commiserations to Angela? Because in case you weren't listening to the radio show last night, she came on and she explained that her bank account was trashed by a fraudster. Oh, no, Dave, seriously. Yeah. Her bank account was cleaned
out. No, sorry if that sounded sarcastic. I'm sorry. No, genuinely, Angela, Jesus.
Did come across a little bit sarcastic.
No, I up yours, man. I meant that sincerely, Angela, genuinely. You fucking crater, right? Yeah. Especially this close to Christmas.
Yeah, cleared
it's
out.
It's close to Christmas. Cleared out. And do you know what the thing is, right? We're not going to go on about it now because we did last night and everything. I am so blessed to have the family and friends that I have. Because the second they all heard about it, it's, do you need anything, whatever you need, you know, we'll give it to you, blah, blah, blah. But I'm blessed because there is some poor soul that those bastards have done that to that don't have the backup that I have. Mm. And especially the week before Christmas. You know?
Well, look, if you're stuck for a few pounds for a bag of coal or a drum of oil or anything like that, pass your number on to the lads. I'll revolute you a few pounds, genuinely.
Oh, no, honestly, thank you so much, Dave. I am look, so, the so there, lucky, anyway. But thank you. I know.
I feel bad now that I didn't get in before you with that, by the way. Can I just point out? I feel a bit guilty now.
I'm going to say Niall will give it to you.
I feel a bit guilty
but,
now.
Miserable. No, because as I said, I'm lucky, I'm blessed, but may those bastards die burning.
Yeah, well, just for people who don't know what happened was the bank obviously rang her, Permanent TSB, Angela, wasn't it? And she said they've been very helpful, yeah. They've been very good to her. It happened in the middle of the night, word of warning for people, keep an eye on your bank account. Yeah. They'll always take out a small amount first, like a fiver,
yeah,
just to test your account to see if it's working. And then you'll probably get the yes, no text from the bank. You'll click yes because you've no idea what you're actually doing. And all of a sudden your whole account is cleared out overnight. They'll do it in the middle of the night so you don't notice it. But Angela, at the moment, as from what she told me last night, all these payments are pending on her account, which means they still might be able to retrieve it or stop it. Yeah. But unfortunately, she can't spend it because it's pending. Yeah.
And my card is blocked. So as I said, even if I get the card blocked, my whole, do you know what I mean? Everything's gone. So it's like,
anyway,
you know. But,
back to the bonuses, Angela. Anyway. Back to the bonus.
No. No. And after all of that, I'll go... No. Do you know what? It was something that my dad said to me years ago. Now, my dad was a very hard working man, very hard working, still is, even though he's 22 years retired, he still doesn't fucking stop. And I can remember somebody was like, oh, Jesus, do you know what now? It'd be nice to get a little thing or nice. My dad turns around and he goes, do you know what? He said, your thank you for everything you do at the end of the week is your payment, is your wages. And that's the way I've always looked on it since then. It's like you're lucky enough to have a job, you know, don't bitch and moan and give out about not getting a Christmas bonus. People are out there to make money. Your company is out there to make money. That's what they do.
But Angela, if you're making money, and let's say you have a shop and you have five staff, and you had a good year, and you're making a lot of money, it's no harm to pass on a couple of hundred quid each to your staff. You know, it's not a big deal.
It's not to some people, but it is to people who are out there to make money and out there to have businesses. That's the way it is. That's just life. You know, and I don't think
is that not greed? Is that I mean, if you have a shop, I would go back to the shop with the five staff, and you did a turnover or you did a profit, let's say, of I don't know $500,000 last year, right? And on top of you getting your own wage out of it as well as the owner of the shop and everything else,
would it not be
all right just to take, you know, if you're five staff, take $2,000 out of that, you know, and split it up amongst them and say, there you go, there's a few hundred quid for Christmas. Have a nice week. Jesus, Angela.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, it's like, as that other guy was saying. So what happens if there's five staff and there's one who goes in there, right, and just goes on the till, stocks the shelves, done. And then you have the guy next to you who goes in there, does that, but cleans the floors, cleans the toilets, cleans the shelves.
If it was me, I would be given each individual one, respectively, what I believe... You know, how hard they worked. And I just say, listen, there's an extra few quid in there for you. You worked very hard this year. Don't tell the others how much you got.
Yeah, and then you get Anthony will come along. No, Dave.
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 Dave. And he'll tell everybody.
Dave will come along. You know, Dave will come along and go,
Well, you'll never guess what.
No, well, I think if it was a bonus, he might not. No, if it was a pay rise, he did.
I don't know. I know when to keep my mouth shut when I have to.
Yeah, see? He's not stupid either.
Can I ask where your partner worked in Shannon? Can you say the company?
The place called EI Electric. They made smoke alarms.
Oh, EI. Yeah.
EIEIO.
EI, come here.
God, how hard that joke 100 times.
They're a great company. They're gone massive, like. They're gone huge. They're huge.
But, like, you know, but
they are huge now. Because my dad worked in De Beers. Well, we all worked in De Beers at one stage, like. And they were amazing to their employees. Amazing. It came to a thing where you wouldn't turn around and go, you know, where do you work? I'm employed by De Beers. I mean, look at
some of those big companies now. Like, for example, my son works for a company. I won't say which one, right? But he's a software developer, right? And he works for a company and he's 25 years of age. And they give him, just for starting off, without even a salary, they gave him stocks and shares, which in 4 years would be worth over $500,000. Right? These companies now, that's what they do, the likes of the Googles, the PayPals, all of these big international companies, they give their staff stocks and shares instead of bonuses, and they mature. So you have to stay with the company for a period of time for them to mature. Otherwise, you don't get them. But what a great idea. You know what I mean? So you basically, you're invested in the company you work for. So the better that company does, the more money you make. And that's a great way of doing it, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's
just as much a way to incentivize your workforce to actually, you know, come in and put in the extra bit of effort.
Yeah,
you know,
because you own a bit of it. You own a bit of the company.
Yeah. Yeah. But not even as much that. But if you know, right, I put in the hard graft, you know, all year round. Come to summertime, they're going to look after me. You know, come to Christmas time, they're going to look after me. You will genuinely put in that work. But, like, I'm back at work 3 days a week now. And I'll be honest with you, lads. I'm being paid to socialize because the place I'm working, it ain't going to be here in 10 years' time. I'll put it to you that way. But it's like one of the reasons is because everybody is just so demoralized. You know, nobody sees the point in coming in. And like years ago, this time of year, I wouldn't even have the time to have this conversation with you now because stuff would be flying out the sheds. You didn't even have time to smoke a fag, you know? And like, but just down through the years, you know, like the son took over, the boss, the father used to be great, the son took over, he's a miserable dry shite, you know, blah, blah, blah. He's formed a silver spoon in his mouth. He's never, you know, he's never wanted for anything in his life. So he doesn't know what it's like to be stuck for a few pounds at Christmas time. And the lads are inside going, you know what, I might work done for the week, fuck him. You know, and it's not a good way for a place to be because this place could be so much more than it is. But if the boss isn't going to invest in the people who work for him, why are you going to give a shit? You're going to come in, do the bare minimum, get paid, and go home. I mean, we were supposed to get 2 weeks' pay for Christmas because of the way the days were falling. But they decided to bring us back a day early, so they only had to give us 1 week's pay while we were off, though we're off for a week and a half.
Yeah, people don't realize, by the way, that there is actually 3 bank holidays in there, you know? So
I do that with my job. I get a week's wages and the 3 bank holidays.
And if you want to take the extra 2 or 3 days off to make it a week or a week and a half, if you're back on the 2nd of January, well, that comes out of your own holidays. People often think, oh, well, look, if the company is closed, for example, or the shop or whatever it is closed for the week, surely they should pay me. They don't have to pay you. They only have to pay you for the bank holidays. If you want to get the extra pay for the other 2 days or 3 days, you have to take it out of your own holidays.
You take them out of your holidays.
Oh, the other thing, by the way, when you mentioned Silver Spoon, sorry, Sandy, I'll be with you in a second. Dave, you mentioned Silver Spoon.
Okay.
Just off the subject slightly. The other night, I was watching television. Karen had put on this program, and it was The Children of Millionaires. And I actually felt physically sick watching it. These two little brats, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were sitting down to the world's most expensive dessert. And the dessert was worth this little glass, like a Knickerbocker Glory, right? A glass. They both shared it with a gold spoon each. It was covered in gold flake with the most expensive chocolate discs stuck into the side of it. The most expensive ice cream. £20,000 for one glass of this dessert. And they're going, oh, it's okay, really, isn't it?
Mr. Beast did a video with that stuff as well before. It's insane.
It's actually vile to watch the money that's spent on these children.
I used to love watching that on MTV, do you know, the Sweet 16s?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. that, like, you know, if ever they brought back corporal punishment for kids, I'd have done it.
No, here, don't blame the kids. It's actually not the kids' fault, although it is disgusting to watch the way they've learned to be such little snobs. But it's their parents.
Yeah.
You blame the parents.
Yeah.
Stay there for a second. I want to go to...
Niall, can I just say something there as well?
Happy Christmas to me.
With Dave.
Yeah.
Can I just say, I know it's going to be a tough one, but Merry Christmas. And I do hope it's a nice one for you.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas and many happy returns to you, Angela.
Mm. Okay.
And happy holidays now.
I truly do.
Does that mean you're both going or something there now, does it?
No.
Okay,
I didn't get to say it to
No, you, do you know what? You're getting the true spirit of Christmas here now. None of that capitalized bullshit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There you go. You got a nice Christmas moment there. So there you go.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was. I was a little bit teary. I was just getting a little bit teary-eyed. Not mind you, it didn't take me as bad as the day that Dave told me. And that goes down in my radio moment history, by the way, can I just say, as my most embarrassing moment in radio. I'm sorry, Dave. You can't undo it now. You can't undo it.
No, but
that was the most embarrassing moment
behalf,
in radio. Right? Ever.
I know. I probably should have added a bit more context to the picture, so I kind of walked you into that.
For those who don't know, and I do apologize, Dave, for putting it so bluntly, I had spoken to Dave months beforehand and encouraged him to go into his wife in the kitchen and say, "Will you marry me?" And he did, live on the air. She agreed. And then he had sent a picture on WhatsApp of the two of them walking down the aisle. I didn't know the context. I just seen the picture. I thought it was lovely. Dave comes on the air 4 months later and I said, "Well, you finally did it. Congratulations." And he turned around and said, "She passed away last week." And I went, "Oh my God." I felt like the ground was just going to open up and swallow me.
No, come here. I felt like a right dickhead as well because I was like, "Oh,
no, you shouldn't."
You know, so no, Jane actually sent me those two clips together as well. It's lovely.
I didn't hear that. I must actually have a listen to it myself. I didn't hear the two clips. If I find them, I'll play the two clips because it was the most embarrassing moment for Niall in radio history. But Dave, and I want to echo what Angela says. I know it's going to be a little bit tougher for you this year, but look, have a wonderful Christmas. Stay there for a second.
I have the boys.
Sandy, hi, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Happy Christmas to you.
And happy Christmas to you all, even for the people who don't believe in it.
Yeah, all those little people in Athlone and that small little place that people have forgotten about that exists.
But anyway, I'm in a cleaning company for the last 15 years, and we clean for a DIY store in Athlone. And we went through three different cleaning companies because the contract was up, blah, blah, blah. But with them three cleaning companies, we never got a bonus or not even a present or a card or nothing. But when the new crowd took over last year, my supervisor was only in last week doing a rota. And I said, "Now you," I'll say his name, Mike. I said, "Mike, now you don't forget me next week." Now I said, "I want a bottle of wine off you after all the hard work that I put in." I said, "With this place," I said, "because I've been here for 15 years and I said, not once did I get even a bonus or a card or a bottle of wine. Here you commit, you walked in today with two bottles of wine, a red one and a white one."
That was nice.
And the head boss of the DIY store that I work in, I don't actually work for them, I work in the store. I said, "You, come here, are you?" He went, "What did I do?" He said, "You gave all your staff collection boxes. I'm telling you now, by Wednesday, I want a bottle of white wine, Sauvignon Blanc." He went, "What?"
So, just an average bottle of white wine, Sauvignon Blanc.
I said, "I'm telling you, I'm serious." And all the staff, you know, started laughing. I said, "I was here working on my own in the big store, and I kissed myself this morning. You better not forget me." I won't. I need to tip off my head down.
Do you believe employers should be obliged by law to give you a few quid?
Definitely. It should be in by law because, as I said on the...
See, Angela,
comments,
you miserable old thing, you.
Angela, how's it going? I love you.
I love you too, my dear. Oh, Merry Christmas.
This is not a love-in. This is a show where people argue with each other. I know it's Christmas.
We love you too. We love you too. But anyway, yeah. I see, we can't forget Nyla, we'll be it. But no, definitely by law we should be, because we are, I'm talking about myself now. We cleaners, we are the ones that keep that store bloody open. Because if customers come in and see the place dirty, they go, oh, Jesus Christ, look at the state of the place. And they walk out. We are the ones that keep that place open and bring the customers in. By law, we deserve it. And somebody said on your page that nurses and Gardaí don't get a bonus, or, you know.
No, they don't.
They should by the state. They should by the state. You know,
but generally civil servants don't. But then again, see, the advantage of being a civil servant or a public sector worker is that you have a job for life and you have a pension and you have much better, it's a much better quality of job.
I know, but every year they should say, look, there's a little bonus for you. Thank you very much.
And they don't work any harder at Christmas. See?
Well, I know that, but...
Whereas if you're in the private sector, you know, like if you're in a shop, you're working harder at Christmas, you know. You know, if you're a company, you're manufacturing more goods at Christmas, generally speaking. So that's usually why, isn't it?
Exactly, because the customers are... Sorry, Angela, go on.
All right, son. The other thing, like, is if we're going along that line, do you know what really boils my blood?
What boils your blood?
What boils my blood is when you're in a restaurant or in, you know, a pub restaurant or, you know, cafe, do you know who don't get tips is the kitchen porters?
Oh, I know, yeah.
That's true. I did that for 6 years and I never got a tip.
But now some of the restaurants put the tips in the tip jar and share it amongst the staff. Don't they do that, some of them?
The two, but not with the kitchen staff.
Don't get it.
Oh, the porters don't get it. But then the porters should be paid better.
Yeah. Oh, we should be. Yeah, and they're the lowest
paid
in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not a nice job, Sandy, just all day cleaning pots
it's
and pans.
Horrible, because you're coming home with the smell of grease.
Without the kitchen porters, there's nothing. You know, without the kitchen porters, that's where it starts.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. So that boils my blood. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I must ask. I'll be talking to Paul Trevaux tomorrow, the celebrity chef. He's going to teach us how to cook a turkey. But I must ask him, does he pay his kitchen porter as well?
We'll all be up to his restaurant boycott.
That's the word of the year, isn't it? Boycott.
Yeah, and I'll pre-record it and put it up on your podcast.
I will. No, he's coming on Zoom tomorrow to show me how to cook a Christmas turkey.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
He's going to tell you to put, to soak it in some kind of
vinegar. Well, some people soak them in vinegar and warm water, don't they? That's a good thing.
Jesus, no, he's going to tell you.
Why
don't you do that with any of us?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Why aren't we allowed to go on Zoom?
Do you want to go on Zoom?
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to go on Zoom.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll do that then, okay?
Yeah, I'd love to see Andrew's face.
Everyone would.
Yeah.
I
don't know whether Angela would want you to see our face or not, but yeah. But see, the problem, Angela, with Zoom is it means you have to fix your hair and, you know, put your nice clothes on.
I'd be sitting there in my nightgown.
Who's saying that my hair isn't always nice and fit?
I didn't say it wasn't always nice. I'm just saying. It means we have to do that.
I want to ask you something too.
Sorry, what?
Go on,
Angela. Go first.
Ah, but he's all stop being so bloody polite to each other. What are you trying to say, Sandy?
I was going to say, the receptionist had the phone. I hope you're going to give her a bonus.
Oh, she gets a special bonus.
I wonder why her voice was so hoarse. I wonder why she couldn't talk last week.
Okay.
Hang on.
It is a family show. Hold on. Let me just go to Joe. Joe, no show like a Joe show. Joe, hi.
Indeed. And good afternoon, Nyla. Happy Christmas again to you all.
Happy Christmas. They're all very polite on the air today. I don't know what's wrong with them all. They're all being nice to each other.
There's nothing wrong with being nice to the... We have to be all united front on this show, given the fact what our government is trying to do to us. So,
I think
we all have to stand shoulder to shoulder against the enemy. You know.
Oh, who's the enemy? The government. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Baratka and the whole lot of them. Yeah, they're, they're the pure enemy of society.
Right, okay.
You know, we need to wake up and stand up and stand up to the wasps of our country that are trying to destroy our nation.
Okay, no, I'm not going to disagree with you, Joe. Go on.
Yeah.
So back to bonuses. Should employers be obliged by law to give one?
I think they should, of course, Niall, yeah, because, like, as I said there to your researcher there a while ago, politicians are giving themselves bonuses every couple of weeks and every couple of months, and they do sweet Fanny Adams. So I think everybody, including yourself and all the good people who contribute to this country, keep this country going, should be entitled to a bonus, of course, because if these big NGOs are going around tapping themselves on the shoulder, giving themselves huge pay packets, why shouldn't the ordinary workers? Because they're the people that keep the machines going. Yes, I would agree, Niall. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's very important because...
See, Angela, Angela, you're the only Grinch on the show today. Would you believe that?
Oh, Angela.
You know what the funniest thing is? I'm the biggest lover of Christmas and I am the furthest from the Grinch that anyone could get.
But you've just said employers shouldn't have to give a Christmas bonus.
But I still think that if you're in a job and you get your wages... I think
you should be thankful to have a job,
You should be thankful to have a job.
I would just stop out of that. Those days, in the middle of a recession, you can say things like that, but you can't be saying things like that when there's full employment. Don't be thankful. You're doing your boss a favour.
Yeah, you don't know how you do, but isn't your boss doing you a favour by paying you?
Well, yeah, but you're working, he's not paying you for nothing. You're working for it.
You're working for it, so you're getting paid for it.
Yeah, and it's nice to be appreciated, but it's nice to be appreciated. And then once a year to turn around and say, here's a couple of quid. You and your missus go out and have a meal. There you go, on us. What's wrong with that?
But like as I said, I just...
Joey, you listen to this Grinch.
Oh, yeah, I am.
I love it.
And there are companies out there, now you're in trouble, but that there are companies out there who can't afford to give something like that.
You wouldn't want to get on the wrong side of Angela, I tell you. She baked the living Jesus.
Oh, well, if she's going to fight Steve in that rumbling jungle...
Yes, I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. Can you imagine if you had me and Steve on Zoom? Jesus, I'd be making like, fuck off, Steve, with gestures and everything. I'd be like... You know, but then you'd be able to see my dogs. I'd be like, Bailey, go.
See, we do put people on Zoom all the time, as you know, but it's usually like, you know, guests at the start of the show or a politician or...
So we're not guests.
No, that's not what it's meant. You see, the way the show works is the guest stroke expert comes out of the start and then yous all come on and disagree with them. That's the way it works, isn't it?
I love it.
Well, no, Angela, no, I'm going to do that tomorrow. I'm going to bring you on Zoom.
And don't forget me now.
Yeah, okay. Well, Sandy, do you want to go on Zoom too?
Yeah, Ed. Hey,
Joe, do you want to go on Zoom as well? No.
Oh, no, I'm fine. No,
he has a face for radio. Bit like myself.
I like a man in Knight Rider or Charlie's Angels come out through the speaker, you know, do the talking, you know.
Yeah.
Can I also just say to all the listeners, you do know that the camera adds £10, right?
Doesn't add to me. Look at that. No. Angela, don't be making excuses. Look at me on the camera there at the moment. It hasn't added £10 to me, does it?
I can't look at you because I'm on telephone. Telephone! Oh, Jesus, look at me.
What the hell is a telephone?
I'm on the telephone.
It was there, that word, Joe. Telephone. So, Joe, what would be a reasonable bonus? What, like a week's wages? 2 weeks' wages? What would be a reasonable bonus?
I suppose, if the company are in a position, I'd give them nearly... What is the weekly bonus? About 200, is it, roughly? 300?
I'd say three.
Yeah, depending on the circumstances. Yeah, I would go with 300.
Yeah.
Okay. I would go with 300 because I think, and as you were saying a while ago, the people working in porters, they're working behind the scenes in the kitchens and everything, like, they deserve something.
Yeah, they deserve more than most people, I think, because they're the hardest workers, usually. Like,
Because they would remind me of the kind of like the years ago when you had the likes of the, you know, the time of upstairs, downstairs, you know, you had the kitchen maids scrubbing the floor and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
They're the people that's doing the grindstone. So they deserve, I think, as much as anything else as well.
Isn't that where the term boxing did, so I told this to somebody the other day, and I'm not too sure exactly, maybe somebody will correct me, but Boxing Day, which is what it's called in the UK, it comes from the fact that in the olden days, you know, that the family would have their, you know, give out their gifts on Christmas Day. But then the staff, the maids and the butlers, they would get gifts from the family in boxes the following day. And they'd have to go downstairs and open them. And that's why they called it Boxing or Unboxing Day.
Yeah.
Boxing Day. Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting one, though.
They were also allowed to go and visit their families because they would have had to serve everybody on the Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So the day after, they'd get a box of gifts and be allowed to go and visit their families.
Let's have a laugh here, by the way. What's the day after Christmas Day, Angela? What's it called in Ireland?
Stephen's Day.
Joe, what's...
It's not Stephen's Day.
Joe, what's it called?
St. Stephen's Day. that's what I know it as anyway.
Say it again, Joe. Joe, say it again, Joe.
St. Stephen's Day.
Joe, we're not laughing at you. We're laughing with you, all right? To be clear about that, okay?
I'm only going by what it says on the calendar and what it goes by the old traditional side of it, like, you know?
Yeah, but there's no S. It's Stevens. It's no S.
It's Stevens.
You're throwing an extra S on it. That's what Irish people do. They put an extra S on the end of it. Like, you don't say, you don't turn around and say St. Patrick's Day.
No. St. Stephen's. I understand. I'm doing it again.
Hey, Alan, what's the day called after Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Alan, are you there?
Yes, I am, yeah. How are you doing?
What's the day after Christmas Day called?
St. Stephen's Day.
He got it right as well. There you go.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah. Okay, Alan, should we give a bonus to everybody who works?
Absolutely. In fact, I think it's a fundamental part of being a boss, manager, or supervisor to reward our staff at times of the year that matter.
Look at, well said. Do you work in a union or something, Alan? Well said.
No, I used to work as a building manager.
Right, okay.
And when I inherited the building, all the cleaning staff and all the security staff were fairly miserable. And one reason, I'm demotivated. And I spent a lot of time trying to figure out why this was. And it was because the companies that they worked for that were contracted to myself never rewarded them.
Yeah.
And I nearly had to blackmail the contractors into rewarding them at Christmas. And if they didn't, the stuff I got, I distributed it with them.
That was good of you.
And I did, and because I couldn't walk past them on Christmas Eve and say, "Happy Christmas. And see you later."
Yeah, knowing they're looking at you going, "You miserable shit, you."
With a big hamper in my arms walking out the door.
And you know what? You know, a happy worker is a harder worker.
Exactly. They'll do anything for you then.
Yeah. I've said this for years. I've worked in places where the atmosphere was toxic, right?
Yeah.
You know, I worked in the nightclub industry and the different radio stations and whatever. And in some of the places I've worked in, the atmosphere was okay. Other places, the atmosphere was toxic. And when the atmosphere is toxic, you don't get good work out of people. They're avoiding work. They're avoiding their employer. They avoid conversations with their boss. There's little communication, you know, and they don't really care about their job. They just care about getting paid. Whereas if they're happy, they actually enjoy their job and they enjoy doing a good job.
And Noel, remember the Beast from the East?
I do.
Right?
Yeah.
Storm in a teacup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I worked in a place called Spencer Dock in town.
Well, I know it well, yeah.
And the place got completely smashed with the snow. But because those people were motivated, we dug the snow till our backs broke, knowing that we would be rewarded for what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that's what counts. And the management there was headed by an American guy, which I believe the Americans have this all going on. They know that they have to reward our staff to get the best out of them.
Yeah. And they're right.
Because they profit from that.
Yeah. I mean, as I said, happy staff do a much better job. staff who are constantly on the cosh or constantly being given out to or moaned at by management or there's bad atmosphere in the building or whatever it is, they don't work hard. They avoid work. They avoid communication.
Here's the other thing. Some management will tell their staff that they're not doing that well and everything, and then they'll pull out of the driveway in the office in a brand new car.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Yeah. And that's a hard one to swallow for the staff, isn't it? You know what I mean?
It is, yeah. Yeah. Oh, we didn't do that well. We made no profit this year. And then he's driving a big electric Range Rover.
And he's heading off to Florida for Christmas or something with his family. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So you're saying it should be obligatory. They should have to provide a bonus.
Oh, yes. And depending on how well you do during the year, in your boss's eyes, would dictate the amount you get.
Yeah. Angela believes, by the way, you should be happy to have a job.
At certain times, yes. During the pandemic, I would say yes. During different times, the crisis and the crash and all that, I'd say yes. But this is different times now. We're supposed to be doing well, or at least we're told we're doing well in this country. Yet people are still on minimum wages and not getting anywhere, and they can't pay for this and they can't pay for that.
Minimum wage needs to be abolished. The minimum wage in this country is a disgrace. I mean, it's a disgrace in most countries. But the idea that somebody will work 40 hours a week for whatever it is, $11.50 an hour, or it's gone up again, isn't it? It's gone up a little bit. But
$12.90, is it? 12 something?
Okay.
Yeah.
Even that, it's shit money. It really is. And
it's shit money for what's out there.
Absolutely.
It's shit money
money for the cost of living in this country. When you think how much it costs... Yeah. You know, just to rent somewhere, to pay your bills. It's shit money. Everything has gone up. The government said everything went up by 9% last year. That's a joke. Everything realistically has gone up by 25%. Your fuel, everything is realistically 25%.
Everything. Do you know what, Niall? I'll tell you. Do you know what I look forward to every month now, right? And this will tell you how shit things have gone. I look forward to going to the cinema once a month because I have Sky Movies. I get 2 free tickets to view cinema.
Oh, okay.
And I look forward to that.
The Sky Movies must be costing you a few quid all the same, is it?
It's actually, it's not. It's only €9 a month.
So how much do you pay? No, how much do you pay Sky in total?
I pay Sky in total, because I have to take off the broadband. 90?
That's just for the TV?
That's everything on the TV. And we all share it. Do you know what I mean? So technically, it's costing me about £20 a month.
It's dear enough.
You know, because there's 5 of us chipping.
Okay, but sorry, I've got off the thing. I mean, you heard what Alan said when he went into that contract company or that building. The staff weren't happy, and he would feel bad, you know, as a boss walking past, you know, with a couple of bottles of champagne in his hand and a hamper under his arm, saying, "See, is now Happy Christmas." I mean, he's right, Angela. You can't be the boss of a company that's doing okay and look at your staff and say Happy Christmas going out the door without giving them a few quid. You just can't. It's just miserable.
When you were saying about giving a month and giving...
Well, in some countries they do that. I'm just saying in some countries it's mandatory to give a month's wages. Portugal, Spain...
Well, that's what I was kind of saying no to. But like, the one thing I would say, okay, is what is it? You're allowed to give a tax €250 tax-free bonus, isn't it? Or voucher. Like, if it's something like that, fine.
I think it's a bit more. I think it's 500 quid. You're allowed to give 500 quid tax-free voucher.
Is it gone up?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that, but certainly not a month's wages.
Yeah, I mean, somebody sent in a message here and they said, have a listen to this one, guys. Hi, Niall. I'm not sure how true it is, but my friend works in a government job and she said the reason they can't give them a Christmas party is because it would be technically coming out of taxpayers' money. I'm not sure if they apply the same rule to bonuses. It's a good point, actually. Yeah, because, you know, we might be too happy with a certain department and we go, geez, look at that, just spent, you know, 10 grand look on a Christmas party on my money.
We all bitch and moan about that. And like, as you said, I don't know who said it earlier on, that, you know, you can pick and choose. Like, you could say, I'll give some to you and I won't give some to him and I won't. You can't do that either. It's either you do it or you don't.
Mm.
You know, it'd be different if you're there 3 years and somebody's there 12 years and they get more than you. That's different, you know. But if you have somebody in there who's there 3 years and somebody's working shite and the other one isn't, you still can't turn around and go, well, I'll give it to him and I won't give it to her.
Well, you can in the private sector if you want to. Alan, would everybody get the same amount of money as in your eyes? Or should you pick and choose who's the hardest workers?
Well, yeah, I think there should be a minimum, right? And then there should be then, and then those that go above and beyond, so to speak,
an extra few quid,
would be recognised at the end of the year. And that would motivate all the others. Now, they won't start killing each other or stuff like that. Or, you know, hopefully. But they would definitely start working hard. See Joe over there, look what he did. Now I'm going to be like that. I'm going to be better than him this year.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit all, you know, the targets. I'm going to get...
That's what I'm saying. It makes people more productive.
You know?
You know what I mean?
It makes for a better environment.
Mm.
You know? And then people are happy, are going to work.
Yeah, are you happy going to work, Sarah?
Me?
Yeah.
As Angela said, it's the job.
Wow, you're not happy? Are you not happy going to work?
Part I am, yeah. I do be happy going to work. I do be happy also. I do be happier coming home from work.
Right, okay. Do you get a bonus?
Do I get a bonus?
Yeah.
No.
No.
No, don't get a bonus. As you say, all the taxpayers be complaining.
Yeah, the bonus is that you just have a job at the end of the day. That's the bonus.
Yeah, but people under some delusion that, like, because you work in the public sector that you're making thousands, like...
No. Nobody ever said you're making thousands, but it is working in the public sector technically is a better job because it's a job for life.
Well, that's what some people think, but like that's personal choice, like whether you want to stay there or whether you want to move on.
But it's hard to get fired, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't want to put myself in the position like that.
But I'm just saying it is hard to get fired. You want to do something really bad to get fired. Whereas in the private sector, all you got to do is look at your boss sideways and he'll have you out the door. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. That can happen.
And you can also sit in your hole in the public sector and get away with it.
Well, that's the same area. I know one thing. I won't get a chance to sit. I don't even get a chance.
No, you probably don't get a chance to sit in your hole. But there are government departments... And I know for a fact there are individuals who are bored out of their head. They're sitting in their holes all day doing nothing.
Listen, Niall, I worked in different areas in the private sector. I remember years ago, what you just said there, all I was doing was sitting down. Because, like, you're so used to doing the job, it's like that you're doing nothing.
Yeah.
That was in administration.
Yeah, well, I sit down all day when I'm working.
When I work, I know, but, like, then when I start working in the healthcare settings, it's totally different.
Mm.
And then your pay package was totally different as well. And then we're getting taxed also on everything else that comes out. And not only that as well, even when you work your premiums, you're getting taxed on that on top of your wages.
Yeah, but you can get a certain amount of Christmas bonus without being taxed.
Yeah, well, that means you have to get less pay then. Like, it's a thing that you can apply for each year.
No, your boss can give you a voucher, for example, for 500 quid. Or a one for all card, or whatever it is, a voucher for 500 quid, and they're tax free. As far as I know.
Can I tell you one thing? No, but I don't know. But I worked for this fella, and I swear to God, he was absolutely amazing. He owns the tech club now. But every year, right, he'd have a big huge Christmas party, right? And then at the party, he'd have like raffles.
Yeah, with weekends away.
Yeah, it wouldn't be Mickey Mouse prizes, right? And then not only that as well, like then he'd get everybody a video hamper, and it wasn't like a cheap Mickey Mouse hamper. He looked after his staff well.
Yeah.
And like the way it is, what you put into your job, you get back out of it. And then like if it was anyone's birthdays or, you know, the employee, the month, and, you know, they looked after their staff. Like, and if anybody didn't pull their weight, they didn't last too long in the job either.
Mm.
That's the way you worked in the private sector when I worked in it.
But, the private sector is a lot more fickle. It is a lot more fickle.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know. I really think every company should do something for their staff at Christmas. Like, I know in the public sector, we do our own thing and that's it. And, you know, one of them said it there, like, you'll probably get some crank walking down and saying, sure, you should be lucky you have a job.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what Angela was saying.
You know, and you'd be saying, well, what's the story of getting this pay off? You know, when around Christmas, like, it's the only chance you can swap a few days, you know, to make it handier for people or whatever the case may be. And it's like, no, none of that's happening. So, like, the eyes are going up in the air again.
So everybody, as far as you're concerned, everybody should be looked after. But would you agree that everybody should, by law, get a bonus? Some countries do, by law, you have to pay your staff a month's wages at Christmas.
No, I wouldn't say by law. No.
Okay.
No, because I really think, like, at the end of the day, right, it's a job. You want that job. You go in to do that job and you get paid to do the job.
Yeah.
You know, so you're getting paid and, like, that's sort of your reward. Hey, you're happy you got the job. You know what I mean? And then you have other people, that, as you said, that are in the job that are just running out of pens, writing their name or whatever.
No, I do get you. Listen, I think I have to wrap it up. I've had to take one more. I'm not too sure if I had to take one more or not. Okay, maybe I have.
Get Steve on.
No, I don't think I could deal with that today. Alan and Sarah, listen, thank you very much indeed. Thank you to everybody, by the way, who got involved in the show today. Overall, the majority of people believe you should get a Christmas bonus, but sadly, 60% of people don't get a Christmas bonus. So it seems that we have a lot of unhappy people. And as I said already, happy staff are good staff. Happy staff work harder. They're more productive. So if you have the money and you're an employer and you can spare the extra few quid, even just a token gesture of 200 quid or something, you know, in the pay packet, you know, or a voucher, because obviously they're tax free. You can move up to a certain amount or tax free. A voucher, you know, for all your staff to go out and enjoy a meal or do a little bit of shopping. It's a nice gesture, a nice thought, and it will pay you back dividends because you will have happier staff. There's nothing worse than having staff that are unhappy because they won't be productive. Anyway, thank you to everybody who got involved in the show today. Don't forget, by the way, as usual, you can download this podcast in about an hour's time on our website, nileboylan.com. I don't get a Christmas bonus. We don't get a Christmas bonus, but we rely on your donations to keep this show going. And as you know, some days we do lighthearted topics like this. Other days we do more serious news topics with guests on the air as well. We also have a lot of interviews on the website that you can watch that we don't stream. All you got to do is subscribe on the website to watch those. If you do feel like you want to give us a Christmas bonus, we would really appreciate it. Go to our website and just click the donate button. It's www.nileboylan.com. www.nileboylan.com if you go to the website. In the meantime, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Podcast. Listen live on Facebook, YouTube, and all the usual live stream services. To get in touch, just WhatsApp or text 085-100-2255. The Niall Boylan Podcast. They told me to shut up. Available for download from all your usual platforms.